It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said this to Mike, and this is what's being reported, and that is that the Seahawks feel like they're going to be a lot better with Sam Darnold. Look, I do think he is an athlete, right? I think that's right. One of the reasons why he was taken where he was. And what I mean by that is he has escapability. You know, he is a guy that can you know, take it from 10 or 15 or 20 yards out and run it in if you need be. But that's not his game. I think last year you saw his ability to read defenses and deliver the football, but he had two of the best wide receivers and one of the best tight ends in the NFL. But his coach, Mike, is saying, I think it's different. He has a long way to go, but we have some players in the building we're really excited about. But as a football team, you know, we feel like we're going to be a better at quarterback with Sam Darnold, which is obviously why they're willing to do the deal to move on.
It's
going to
be
interesting.
It's going to be fun to watch how Geno does in Vegas.
Yes.
And how Sam Darnold does in Seattle. I think that, you know, with the right draft picks, I think you could argue Vegas, you know, could be poised to maybe make some noise. I don't know. I mean, Seattle certainly has some elements there, but they lose their wide receiver core, like two-thirds of it. So, yeah, I'm not sold on either one. I'm personally not sold on Geno. I'm not sold on Sam Darnold. I think both guys can put up good regular season numbers. That's, I think we could all agree on that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, I I'll say this. You were the one saying wait to the playoffs, and then we got there and he wet the bed. Meanwhile, Colorado football today, we said it, and it's news simply because we don't know how high or how much he'll fall in this draft. And Shador Sanders, with all that's being said, Travis Hunter's a top five pick, guys. I truly believe that, and I don't know where he's going to go either. But they had their pro day today, and they both, you know, talked to the media, Mike, and addressed all the things. But they said, and I said this to Mike, you know, it was a quiet day for Travis Hunter. I don't know what people may have been or not been expecting. Travis Hunter's done everything he's needed to do, but he did run routes, and I'm watching him right now run a route as a wide receiver and just show people his quickness and quick twitch, as they like to say, Mike. He's as good as it gets, man.
Hey, man, you and I were talking about this yesterday, and you and I, our eyebrows kind of like, really, where'd this come from? Another article about Cincinnati threatening to leave the Bengals, moving out of their stadium deal. Now the state legislature's involved. Carl, it's a time-honored tradition, basically putting the gun to the head of your local state legislature and demanding money. But here's an interesting aspect of the story. We were saying, you know, where would they go, right? Obviously, there's just not many there's not many options for Cincinnati. Well, here's two that have come up. Now, one would be in the state of Ohio, so you're right back to the square one, getting some financing from your state government. The Columbus Bengals.
Stop it. Columbus can't support a football, an NFL team.
Well, they got the horseshoe until they get their own stadium. The other one would be How would you be interested in the Louisville Bengals?
Oh, come on.
And they would play in Papa John's until their stadium is built.
That's a nice stadium. Louisville.
Now, I mean, this all sounds far-fetched. It sounds to me like it's just a bunch of saber rattling, and they're going to get this deal done. And maybe the local, you know, it's probably the local legislature's like, come on. They're bluffing, but they probably are.
They are.
But the lease is up at the end of the season, so they got to get moving.
All right. Listen, and we all know this. You get a new stadium, you get what? Super Bowl.
Correct.
Right? So that's
I ain't going to Cincinnati with no friggin' Super Bowl. There's a roof on that thing.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've seen these mocks of the new Chicago stadium. It looks amazing.
Right, but Buffalo is going to be an open-air state. No, yes. There's no way in God's green earth they're going to have a Super Bowl in Buffalo.
Chicago will have a roof, allegedly.
Right. As you said, that mock-up by the – now, that's by the lake, right? There's another location by Arlington Heights. He's still kind of arguing about that.
Well, that's because the land was basically given to them out there, and people are saying, why would you move it? If you're going to be anywhere, it needs to be over by Soldier Field.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
All right, man. The Steelers, plan B, or maybe it's still their plan, whether or not they get in the mix with Aaron Rodgers, they hosted Jackson Dart for his own pre-draft workout.
Okay. I think he's rising quietly through the ranks, not to be a first or second pick, but to be a guy, Mike, that if he's available late in the first, maybe even the second, I think Jackson Dart's going to get picked by not just one team. I think there are multiple teams interested in Jackson Dart. I really do.
Right.
And I'll say this. I don't know if I told this story, but, you know, Cleveland, they were meeting with Abdul Carter last week, and Andrew Berry went there. I think it was Andrew Berry and some of the other folks, the top execs in the Browns organization. Meanwhile, their head coach went to go see Jackson Dart. And people were like, well, what's going on there? I think a lot of these coaches want to see firsthand what this is, what it looks like. And look, he's got a guy in his corner. Whether you like him or not, Lane Kiffin's pretty damn brilliant when it comes to offensive football. And when you start talking about knowing what it takes to play that position, he's turned a lot of average guys into really good quarterbacks. I don't know if Jackson Dart is an NFL star, but, Mike, I do think he's rising. And I would tell you right now, a lot of teams probably have him higher on their board than Jalen Milroe. That's what I'm hearing.
I know that Jalen Milroe, to me, by the way, you and I saw that picture of him working. He was doing the 40 with his shirt off. I mean, I said to Carl, I said, I thought it was a young Takeo Spikes.
He's like a gladiator.
Because remember, like, Takeo Spikes literally looked like he was carved out of wood back in the day. Probably still is. You know, by the way, the worst ever ice bucket challenge. Go look up Takeo Spikes.
Oh, no doubt.
But, yeah, man, he's certainly ripped. But, I mean, is he going to be able to rip it and keep it within, you know, 5 yards of the receivers, because I think he's inconsistent as a thrower. I still think he should have gone to another program, get coached up offensively, but he's coming out. Yeah. I just don't know what he's going to be.
It's going to be interesting.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.